Hey friends, welcome to February 2nd in our Pray Today Challenge. I want to welcome all of you who have jumped into this challenge, maybe a little bit late, and just want to thank you for taking a few minutes of your day to check this out. Today I want to talk to you about the need for us to pray for our church staff. Yesterday we talked about praying for our church and the importance of that. Today I want us all to think about our church staff, not just me, not just our senior staff or our pastoral staff, but all of the people at our Hayes and our Colby campuses who work to do God's work to develop a church that honors God and helps His people grow. There's so much that goes unseen in the inner workings of a church. And the people who give their life to ministry and to shepherding God's people. I want you to think about the different ministries in Celebration Community Church today. And I want you to think about our youth ministries and our children's ministries, our college ministry, our quilting ministry, our ministries of small groups, our men's Bible studies at both campuses and women's Bible studies, our Wednesday nights that we get together occasionally in our Colby Church. I want you to think of the staff members who behind the scenes prepare all of those things. I want you to think about our musicians, those people who God has given a gift that I certainly don't have, to be able to bring us to God's throne room through music, worship through music, the hours that they practice to be able to, in a non-distracting way, lead us into God's presence through music. All of those people who do administrative work behind the scenes, the people who develop things and are the right hands of the people to do the work of the church. I want you to think about the volunteer staff at the church. And really, anyone who is a volunteer at the church is a volunteer staff person of the church. There is so much and so many people that go into making what we call church happen. And so if you would with me today, just take a moment and let's thank God for our church staff. I am so thankful for the people that God has brought to our campuses to lead and shepherd and plan and organize and just serve. Let's thank God for them today. Father, I thank you for the church workers. I thank you for those who do so many things behind the scenes that people don't get to see, that allow your purposes to be fulfilled in the church and in your people. God, we pray for those who are leaders of ministries, who have full-time jobs and still come in and lead ministries and teach and direct and mentor and counsel. We thank you for those who have specific gifts, Lord, that they have given to you that they could in the secular world use, but have chosen or been chosen by you to come and be part of a church staff. Father, for the people who clean our church, for the people who volunteer at our church, every single person that does something to bring glory to you and not to themselves. Lord, I thank you for the people that you have brought to our Colby and our Hayes campuses at such a time as this, with their gifts and abilities. And Father, we give all of those victories to you. Thank you, Father, for a church family who supports the church staff so well. Thank you for the encouragement that so many people give to our church staff, the cards and the letters and just the words of affirmation or confirmation of a calling. God, we pray for protection over our staff and over their families. We pray for your provision for our staff and their families and their preparation, Lord, for whatever you have in store for them. thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.